This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Progress on our outside broadcast hut continues apace. The operating desk has now been built and installed, and a very sturdy unit it is, with thanks to Andrew, VK5MAS, and Owen, VK5HOS. And the mixing console, which controls all of the video cameras, has been set into the desktop in order that the operator can have their hands and wrists on the table instead of having to hold them up to work the controls. A very professional looking job. This work has been suggested by a very capable console operator, Kate, VK5FKLY, as she is very familiar with how we had things set up in the past and knows what will make the job easier in the future. The massive shelving unit, which holds all of the Cat5 cable reels, of which there are many, is doing a great job, thanks to Greg, VK5ZGY, for his excellent carpentry skills. And the rack mount for all of the other electronics is now in place and mostly populated. The crew is almost ready to install the cabling, which, once installed, will remove the tedious job of wiring in all of the intricate bits and pieces the day before the event. This will now be able to be permanently hooked up, which only leaves the external hookup of the Cat5 and the power cables, etc., to the connectors on the outside of the building. This will save a great deal of time and effort in the setup process. Each year we find ways to make the setup and the breakdown of all this equipment more efficient. Although it has been a slow process, we are now far in front of what we used to have to do to be ready for this prestigious event compared to when we first started assisting in its running. On another note, we have a few members who are on the sick list at the present time, and we would like to wish those members all the very best for the best possible outcomes. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Well, we're less than 1 week away from the AREG's Amateur Radio Car Boot Sale, happening next Saturday, the 26th of October. We've still got some seller spots available. So if you're looking to get rid of some of that much-loved radio equipment, get in contact with us ASAP at vk5arg@areg.org.au. Just like last year, this event will be held at the David Roche Park, which is the Dogs SA facility on Cromwell Road in Kilburn. This year, opening for sellers at 9:30 a.m. and for buyers at 10 a.m. The entry fee will be $5 for buyers, $10 for a seller car park spot, with an extra $5 for a trailer spot. In our hall area, we'll have sales and displays from local amateur radio clubs, lots of new radio goodies from Elite Communications and VK Radio, and you'll also be able to pick up any new cards from the QSL Bureau. Outside the hall, the site canteen and coffee van will be available for food and drink, and there'll be microwave band demonstrations from Nick, VK3BA and Ian, VK5ZD, as well as EME demonstrations from David, VK5KK. We're also happy to announce that our door prizes this year will include a Codan 9350 HF Auto Tutor Antenna from HF Radio Solutions and $150 and $100 vouchers from TET Emtron. So come on down and look for some bargains or just have an eyeball QSO with some fellow amateur radio operators. For all the details, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au and I hope to see you there. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Don't forget this Thursday night, the 24th of October at 6:30 p.m, our new club rooms at Seaford will be opening at the Hastings Street Hall, Hastings Street, Seaford. This will be our first general meeting at the new club rooms. We hope to see you there. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is Jeff, VK5JB, standing in for John, VK5RJ, while he's in Western Australia. At our general meeting on Thursday 17 October, our presentation was by Graham Vickerman, CFS Air Base Manager, Region 1, Air Operations, Cherry Gardens. Graham is one of three managers at Cherry Gardens Airstrip, responsible for managing, training, and coordinating the teams who refuel and reload fixed-wing firebomb aircraft. South Australia contracts Air Tractor 802F firebombing aircraft from Aerotech Central. The 802F is a turboprop aircraft weighing in at about 3 tonnes and able to carry more than its own weight in firebombing product. Graham coordinates a team of 20 at the airstrip. He explained the organisational structure of the nominated operational bases and classifications and the primary response zones. When a fire sighting takes place, aircraft are very rapidly tasked from Aerotech Central at Claremont for investigation and spotting. If fire bombing is required, Graham's team are on the airstrip quickly, ready to refuel and reload the air tractors as they cycle through multiple missions per fire event. Air tractors are big, very noisy aircraft that are highly manoeuvrable and responsive in rapidly changing fire front situations. Graham showed video of the air tractors coming in for replenishing at Cherry Gardens, his crew at work, and the quick turnaround time between returning from a firebombing run and heading off again fully loaded. So many thanks, Graham, for a really, really interesting and enjoyable presentation. Next, Paul, VK5PH, is the AHARS Training and Assessment Officer and is planning his last training event for November this year, most likely on Saturday 16 November, depending on the availability of the Erbrae site. So if you know someone who wants to become a licensed amateur radio operator, please direct them to the AHARS website and to the pop-up AHARS Training Sessions on the main page, where they can express an interest in joining one of Paul's upcoming training classes. As you know, we weren't able to run our first Saturday technical session this month because the Blackwood Uniting Church had an event booked that morning. But there will be a technical session on Saturday 2nd of November, so mark it in your calendar. There's a really interesting practical presentation planned for that date, as well as the usual catch-up. More details next week. Don't forget the AREG car boot sale coming up next Saturday morning, 26 October at David Roche Park, Cromwell Road, Kilburn. AHARS has two tables booked that morning and a large number of items to clear, including several desirable transceivers such as ICOM 7200, ICOM ID 880H, ICOM 751A, Kenwood TR7730, two Yaesu 747s, a Trio Crow, several prototyping boards, power supplies, books, and a lot of electronic components, including matched sets of solid-state power amps. Lastly, don't forget to book your end-of-year AHARS lunch with me, secretary at ahars.au. Your fixed choice menu and other details will be sent to you in the news bulletin as last week, but booking is important at this point. Cost per meal is $40, but if you book with me, AHARS will subsidise $10 per meal. You don't have to book with me, but if you arrive at the Belair Hotel without booking, you'll be paying the full $40. To book, email me, tell me the names of the people who are coming, and what each person's lunch choice is. That's all for now, so 73 until next time.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with more news and notes from the North East Radio Club. The next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be next Friday, the 25th of October, and it will be a construction night presented by Ian, VK5CZ, and he will show us all how to build an end-fed antenna for portable use. Now, the Northeast Radio Club is providing materials at a reasonable cost for anyone who wishes to construct this antenna. So notify Tony, VK5FBIC, if you wish to build this project. The Northeast Radio Club is producing some merchandise, and we're taking orders for t-shirts, jackets and caps with your name and call sign and the club logo on them. So if you want one, get in touch with Graham, VK5GM, and place your order. The Northeast Radio Club will be having a table of pre-loved amateur gear at the AREG sale next Saturday, the 26th of October. And that will be at the Dogs SA Training Facility in Cromwell Road, Kilburn. So come along and get a bargain or two, or just enjoy socialising with other amateur radio operators. And of course, don't forget the ever popular coffee club every Wednesday mornings at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And of course, if you want to finish the week with a nice QSO, come up on the Link Repeater Network at 5 p.m. on a Friday. Take part in the F-Troop Net. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Whatever you do, keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.